Welcome to Market Your Business Right, the podcast that's all about helping you improve your writing to better market and grow your business. And here's your host, Rob Fortier.
Welcome back to another episode of Market Your Business Right. I'm your host, Rob Fortier of robfortier.com. And today we're going to be talking about why it's important to build an email list for your business. In this day and age, with so many ways to market your business, you may think, oh, email, it's just so dry and boring and blah, blah, blah. I'd rather use Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or Reels or whatever of the zillions of sites that are out there. And I will tell you that all of those are an important part of marketing your business, or they all can be an important part of marketing your business. But the thing about those platforms is they can get you into trouble. Because the moment someone changes one of those algorithms, you can go from hundreds of views a day to almost none. You have zero control. So that's where email comes into play. Now, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I've heard dozens of entrepreneurs say the one thing they wish they had done earlier in their business is start building an email list. So I'm going to encourage you, no matter where you are in your business, whether you're super experienced or you're just starting out, is to start building a list of email subscribers. Because really, when it comes down to it, that can be the lifeblood of your business. Once someone signs up to be a subscriber, the only thing that gets rid of them is if they decide to unsubscribe. There isn't a social media algorithm in the world that can take those folks away from you. So I want to encourage you to start building it now. But I want you to think about building it right. Think of your email subscribers as people that you want to build a relationship with. They are not just names or numbers. They're people with real lives and lots of stuff going on. Don't take them for granted. They're not going to stay around forever if you don't offer them content that engages them and that they're interested in. So it's important to take care of them, build a relationship, nurture that relationship with those people. Because with email, you have such a higher return on your investment. It's so easy to spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars using social media to promote your business. But then you're still left a chance if somebody happens to see it when they happen to be on that platform. But with email, once you pay for the email service provider you're using, you can send out thousands of emails and it doesn't cost you any more. So it's not like impressions on social media or on a search engine where you pay each time someone looks at it or clicks. So email still has a great return on investment. So you might be wondering, okay, well, Rob, I'm listening to this and, maybe I have an email list and I haven't been so great with it, or, I only have a few names. Start building. And here's a few things that you really should have in place. You should be using an email service provider, what they sometimes call an ESP. And this is a program like MailChimp, or ConvertKit, those types of things, where all your email addresses are stored there and they send it out through their server to your subscribers. People have the ability to subscribe and unsubscribe easily, which is key. You don't want to be using, your AOL address or anything of that nature, your Google email address, to send out emails, because those email service providers don't want you sending out bulk emails from those accounts. Sign up for an email service provider. There are lots of them out there. I mentioned MailChimp, which is free to use in the beginning. I use ConvertKit, which is great. Do some investigating, ask people, what they use, what they like about it. But get started using one of those. Another thing you should have in place is something valuable to give away, a freebie, or what they call a lead magnet. Now, this is something you can set up for people to, if they give you their email address, they then get this in exchange. That's why we call it a lead magnet. It attracts them to sign up. So, in this day and age, nobody wants another newsletter. No matter how amazing your friends and family think you are, they don't really want your newsletter either. Secret tip. So if you're going to have people sign up, give them something in exchange. But it's not just going to be any kind of just stuff you have lying around. You want it to solve a specific problem and be valuable. So it should help them accomplish something specific. One of the things I give away on my website is a guide that has 7 steps to writing an article quickly. So that provides a solution to a specific problem, how to get something done quickly in 7 steps. So think in terms of that. Don't just think in terms of, oh, they might want this stuff. Put it together in terms of a problem that you're helping people solve. A great place to put that together to do visually, you can make it into a PDF. There's a great website called attract.io, attract.io. The templates are very basic on that site, but it's a great way to sort of get something going. So develop a lead magnet. And we're going to talk about this more as we get into more episodes. We'll have guests talk about this, but I want to introduce this concept to you now so that you're thinking about it. Another thing to do is to have a separate landing page. A landing page is a specific page that people can go to, and the only action they can take is to sign up for your free thing. It's different from your website in the fact that that's all they can do. And the reason you like to have one of those is if you're on a podcast, you can say, hey, go to this website and download my free thing. If they go to your website, then there's all kinds of other temptation to click and look at other stuff. So it's good to have a page that the only thing they can do is sign up, because then you don't lose them. They don't get distracted along the way. So pieces to have in place: an email service provider, a lead magnet, and a landing page. And again, we're going to talk about more about these things, but I want to introduce these concepts to you today. And I encourage you to sort of go out and look at stuff and see what people are doing in the world, because the people who are building email lists are using these types of tools. Once you have people signed up, then what? Well, you need to send them emails. You need to send them emails on a regular basis. So what does showing up regularly mean? Well, that could mean twice a month. It could mean every week. It might just mean once a month, or maybe it's every day if you're really ambitious. What it is not is showing up once every 6 months. What it is not is showing up only when you need to make a sale to your audience. So decide where you are, what you can handle. I would encourage you to do it at least twice a month to send out emails. If you can move to every week, that's even better. But what you want to be doing is you want to be nurturing the relationship with these people. So what does that mean? Well, that means you are sending them content that has value in it. It teaches them something and helps them accomplish something. They get to move the needle forward just a little bit. So in terms of that, think of, what does your audience need? What kinds of questions are they asking? What are they hungry for? And provide them that content. Now, as part of having an email list, of course, you're going to use it to make offers to people for programs you have or courses or products. But those, again, you're offering them to them because they have value to them. They're not just like things to buy. If you're a business coach, you're probably not making offers for t-shirts or chocolate chip cookies or anything like that. You're making offers that have to do with what you teach or what your business is based around. So again, you're making offers that are adding value. But the bulk of your emails should be in helping your people and nurturing them and developing this relationship. You know, old school marketing was you just talk at people. Now in this day and age, especially with social media, it is interactive. So make your emails interactive. And how do you do that? You use what are called CTAs, or calls to action, at the end of every email. And it could be, hey, did this resonate with you? Hit me back and let me know what you think. Or it could be, you know, do you have a question? Great, respond and let me know. I'd be happy to answer it. Now, don't worry that you're going to get like zillions of emails, especially if you have a good size list. You'll probably only get a handful at the most every time. But what you're doing is you're opening the door for people to respond. And again, that's creating a relationship, because people like to buy things from people they know, like, and trust. So how do you do that? By building a relationship, because then if they're faced with a choice of, well, do I buy this class from this person or that person? They're going to go with the person that has been providing them the most value and who they feel like they have gotten a chance to know. So don't blow that opportunity by not taking care of your email list. They will take care of you if you take care of them. Again, value that relationship and develop that relationship. And also, don't build a list just to sell to people all the time. I can tell you that when the pandemic started back in March of 2020, I started getting emails from coaches and other consultants I hadn't heard from in 6, 8, 10 months because they hadn't needed any money from my wallet. Apparently, they had enough. But as soon as all their speaking gigs and all kinds of other things dried up, they got right on that email and they started sending me things about programs they were doing and I could do this from home and blah, blah, blah. And my gut instinct said, I don't want to work with those kinds of people because they haven't bothered to invest any time or energy in me. So take care of your list and they will take care of you. So again, as we continue this podcast, we're going to have guests and more information about writing emails and taking care of your list. That was sort of the big picture of, you know, starting an email list, why it's important, some pieces you need to have in place. If you have questions, certainly reach out to me at rob48.com. I'd be happy to help. But get started today, even if it's just signing up for a service provider and then asking people you know to join your list. Start there because you can't build an email list if you never start. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast and rate us on Apple Podcasts, because when you do that, you help us be able to reach more people. Thanks again, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. For all the links and show notes about today's episode, please visit Market Your Business Right. That's WRITE.com. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to learn more about writing emails to your subscribers, get 5 free templates from Rob at nurtureemailtemplates.com. That's NURTURE, emailtemplates.com.